Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with news update broadcast on FM radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News. On the morning of July the 15th, Mr. Ra Lan Chung, Standing Deputy Secretary of the Gia Lai Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, led a provincial delegation to visit and work with the leadership of Khao Kamiu. The visits aim to assess the performance of the commune's political system after 2 weeks of operating under the newly established two-tier local government model. Gao communes were formed through the merger of three former communes, Ya Ken, the former Gao, and Ya Bet. During the working session, local leaders brought several key initiatives to the provincial authorities, including adding the construction of the public administrative service center in Gao to the province 2026 to 2030 medium-term public investment plan, providing funding support to upgrade vital transportation routes, expediting the construction of a waste treatment plant in the commune, and investing in the development of the historical revolutionary base area known as John Knight in Gao. In response, Mr. Ra Lan Chung requested that relevant provincial departments and agencies provide feedback, clarify their proposal, and suggest appropriate solution to help the commune address its challenges effectively and move forward with development plans. On July the 14th, Chairman of the Gia Lai Provincial People's Committee Pham Anh Tuấn attended the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between Quy Nhơn University, Germany's GEO Group and Odor Vietnam Limited Company. The agreement outlines cooperation on building and operating a renewable energy training and human resource development center in Gia Lai with a projected investment of $50 million. Under the agreement, GEO Group will develop and transfer internationally standardized training programs, supply technical training equipment, and provide ongoing technical support, including maintenance services during the agreed operation period. Odor Vietnam will be responsible for facility construction, equipment installation, and central operations, ensuring training quality. Quy Nhơn University will manage student recruitment and selection, coordinate training assessments, and support GEO in implementing and certifying training processes. Speaking at the ceremony, Chairman Pham Anh Tuấn emphasized that this is a key provincial project expected to be completed by August. He expressed hope that all parties would work together toward the shared goal of making Gia Lai a more and hope for high-quality training and human resource development in renewable energy and green hydrogen technology, meeting international standards.
On the morning of July 15, Mr. Nguyễn Tuấn Thành, Standing Vice Chairman of the Bình Định Provincial People's Committee, led a working delegation to visit and inspect activities in Cát Tiến Commune. During the working session, local leaders brought several key requests, including strengthening the assignment of specialized officers to grassroots level, providing clearer guidance on revenue decentralization for the commune, offering direction on implementing the new master plan after administrative merger, and continuing to organize digital transformation training for commune level staff. In these concluding remarks, Mr. Nguyễn Tuấn Thành praised the proactive efforts of Cát Tiến's political system in operating under the new local government model. Looking ahead, he emphasized the need for the commune to review and assign personnel appropriately, ensure adequate infrastructure and working equipment, and focus on socio-economic development. He advised the commune to identify key tasks for each sector accelerate the disbursement of public investment funds and promptly clear land for major projects, striving to meet or exceed the targets set by the provincial government for the second half of 2025.
On July the 14th, the Yalai Provincial Military Command held a conference to outline military and defense tasks for the second half of 2025. The meeting was chaired by Colonel Nguyen Thiven, member of the Provincial Party Standing Committee and commander of the Provincial Military Command. Attendees included leaders of provincial military units and commanders from 135 commune and ward level military commands. At the conference, leaders of regional defense commands and local military commanders reported on both the advantages and challenges faced in advising local party committees and authorities on military and defense work. Key issues raised included funding for militia operations and difficulties encountered in preparations for the 2026 conscription drive. For the remainder of the year, Commander Nguyen Thiven directed units to focus on building a robust provincial defense zone and strengthening coordination between defense and public security forces to firmly protect the province's strategic areas. He emphasized maintaining high level of combat readiness, ensuring border, maritime, and national sovereignty security, and enhancing information security and cybersecurity. He also called for increased efforts to support local communities and reinforce public trust in party leadership and government institutions.
On the morning of July the 15th, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Yung Madip, led a working delegation to visit and inspect the implementation support merchant tasks in Binyun Commune. Accompanying him were representatives from various provincial departments and agencies. During the visit, Mr. Yung Madip rated Binyun Commune as a bright spot of the province for its swift and proactive efforts in stabilizing its organizational structure, issuing operational regulation, reorganizing its administrative apparatus, and achieving notable socio-economic development indicators. The delegation also highly commended the Commune's Public Administration Service Center for its professional and well-coordinated operation. The centers were recognized for effectively collaborating with telecommunication providers and local unions to assist residents. Acknowledging several challenges still facing the Commune, Vice Chairman Thiep encouraged local officials and staff to maintain unity, uphold the sense of responsibility, and overcome initial difficulties to fulfill their assigned duty. He emphasized the need to continue improving infrastructure and IT system, and to review and address internal regulation to meet the goals of the two-tier local government model, with the ultimate aim of better serving the people.
On the afternoon of July the 14th, the Yalai Provincial Council for Science and Technology held a review session for the provincial level project titled Improving Processing Technology and Pilot Production of Selected Food Products from Bidin Per Melo. The project was led by Associate Professor Dr. Gao Vang Huang from Guiyang University. After more than 2 years of implementation, the research team successfully developed processing protocols and piloted production of four products: pomelo jam, pomelo syrup, soft dry pomelo pulp, and essential oil from pomelo peel. The team also initiated commercialization of some products and transferred technology to qualified individuals and organizations for production. The review council concluded that the project met all objectives and delivered practical and scientific value. The results provide a foundation for planning and sustainably developing pomelo cultivation areas in the region in the near future. And that's the end of the news today. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.